Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our focus today is reducing crime in District 3 in the cities of Lucerne Valley, Oakland, and Yucaipa. We do have some answers to prayer. We're thank you, Lord, for Operation Consequences that netted 124 arrests. This is abnormal and a very high number. They also got 31 guns and a large amount of drugs after serving 9 search warrants between September 8th and September 14th in the cities of Victorville, Hesperia, Lucerne Valley that we're praying about today, Fontana, Ontario, and San Bernardino. They made 55 felony arrests, 69 misdemeanor, 31 guns were seized, 4 unserialized ghost guns, 1,200 pounds of marijuana, 360 marijuana plants, heroin, methamphetamine, and fentanyl. This is more than normal. Lord, we thank you for answering our prayers to reduce crime in our county. We thank you for the efforts of all those involved in doing the Operation Consequences. We know it is a large number of people that are required to get this done. And for the results, we thank you so much for the results. Now we lift up Lucerne Valley, where a 70-year-old man was arrested for a fatal shooting, and they found a passerby found a man dead on the 247, and they finally were able to identify him. Thank you, Lord. We lift up this rural community in the Mojave Desert, 19 miles east of Apple Valley and 20 from Big Bear Lake. We thank you, Father, that you have given this place some beautiful mountain ranges, but we ask for their overall crime grade to go up. It's at D minus, just right before the F, because it has 6% assault. That is horrible. Father, we pray this number decreases. Whatever is causing people to physically hurt other people, Lord, we pray that that would be exposed. We pray for more evangelism in this community. We pray for people to rise up and intercede for this community. The 24% theft would decrease. That is very high. And 8% burglary. We lift up Oakland that would dealt with mudslides just recently. And this is their time of year where they are known for apple orchards, cider, scenic drives, their harvest festival. This is where they get their most tourists. So we pray that they are not negatively impacted by this, that people can still get to them from the other directions. We also pray, God, for their crime grade of C+ due to 10% theft, that it too would be improved and the theft would go down. We lift up Yucaipa, home to the infamous parents who pretended that their son was kidnapped and were later arrested for murdering him, and his body is still not found, even though they had the police go out to where they said they had dumped his body. Oh, we pray for this body to be found. We've heard lots of stories about it, family, neighbors, people, prior record of abusing the first child so badly that they can't even walk or talk or anything. Father, we pray that you would expose the truth in this community, that even though they are not from Yucaipa, but the thing happened in Yucaipa, the kidnapping story, we pray, God, for the people of Yucaipa and those that live near the parents, even though they're in jail, that they would step up and more information would come forth to help be able to close this crime. We pray that the law enforcement, the judges, the attorneys, that the truth will be exposed and the full extent of the law will be given to them as consequences, and that their crime grade of C would improve and their 12% theft would decrease, in the mighty name of Jesus.